Good morning.
The awful 2:37. Matt and John. And John, you picked this week's movie, Murder Size. John, what did you think about Murder Size?
How about this movie? In some ways worse than you would expect, and in some ways much better than you would expect. You know, we may have like a best kill scene. We may have a best scene. There was some really good points. There was a lot of like dead air where you're just like, all right, nothing's really happening. But when stuff happened, it was great. It was like really good stuff.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I would sit there and say to myself, I haven't written anything down in like 8 minutes here. Like,
I know. I was the same way. Like, I'm flying through this movie because it's like there's not a lot to write down. But then when it hit, I was like, oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, okay, what's her name? Donna Stromboli? All right, well, I like that.
Great name. What a great name, Stromboli.
Yep, well, I like it. That's why we have favorite names. Stromboli right there. I like it. Oh, boy. And, boy, John, I don't know about you, but I would say that this movie, it's hard for me to remember a movie that took place in less rooms.
Yeah, right?
Than this movie.
Yeah, except maybe like the Sand movie. Right, because like that was like one beach the whole movie, and like maybe lifeguard's rack shack, right? And then yeah, that was it, and a trash can. But you're right. In this one, what we had, yeah, we had the fitness room, which was tiny. The filming room that we're doing the fitness in was really small. We have like the break room. I'm not sure. there was like the office and like the murder room. I think I'm not sure. Right? Basically, that's it.
Okay, and I have a question that I was trying to answer myself, and I want to get your opinion here because I was trying to answer this throughout the whole movie, and then the movie ended, and I still wasn't sure. Okay, so this is my question. When it comes to the cops, are they real cops?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. That was the Skid Row Strangler. I just didn't know that there were two of them. That's what caught me off guard at the end. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought it was a one person, but then we realized it.
I believe it's John and Bob.
John and Bob, yep.
Yes, yes. And they kill women because, and I quote, girls are stupid.
Because girls are stupid. Yep.
All right. John, I will say, I was looking at our recent movies here. And boy, I look way back here, and I got to tell you, I don't know how long it's been since we had a movie where we got boobs quicker than boobs in this movie, okay?
I said that has to be a near record. I don't think it's a record. I think we had one that was faster. I think so. But this is a near record, right? I mean, we were like, we weren't, 10 seconds in and we had boobs.
Well, I'll tell you because, you know, I paused it, John. It's 1:05. 1 minute, yep. 5 seconds.
It was pretty fast. I know we've had some, like I said, that were a little, but not much, right? You know, not many movies. And I was like, wow, that's got to be a near record there. That was close.
Well, it's really weird because we start the movie with this woman with large chested, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
Working out basically in the dark by herself, and then you know you got to take your post-workout shower.
She had leg warmers on. She had a cassette tape player. So this is an 80s feel to it. And she was layered in makeup. And I got to ask, like, do you think people go to the gym? Or, like, in the 80s maybe, did they go to the gym with that much makeup on? Like, don't you expect to sweat?
Yeah. Well, I'm with you on that one. I don't know. This scene, one of my favorite scenes, just how they did this scene, John, I laugh when this girl hears something. So she calls 911. And as soon as she's like on the phone, the door knocks and it's the police. And she's like, wow, you guys are fast. And I'm like, well, I kind of want you to die now. Like,
yeah, you're so like, don't you realize that's the reason that you called 911?
Yeah. Hi, we are the police. Hello.
I'm like, it's only been 5 seconds, dead. Aww.
Oh, choked. Choked to death. Then we cut to the, what are we going to call this place, John? The studio?
Yeah, it was a studio. Filming studio, right?
Yeah, and we meet our cast of characters, well, most of them, who we're going to be dealing with here. We are led by Candy. And boy, does she have a scene later on that I was laughing at.
Yes. Yes, she does. She has one really, really good scene in this movie that, like I said, that might be a best of kind of scene because it was hilarious.
Some of our other people, we have, who do we have? Dominica. Nikki, I think, was one. And some other people we'll get to once, they start dying.
And like some of the names, like instead of the, like, I don't remember the name, but I was like, oh, that one's the stripper, and oh, that one's the wrestler. And, you know, because like it was kind of funny like that. But our main character in this, our hero, or sort of, is Phoebe. Phoebe.
Yeah, it's a goody two shoes.
Yeah, she wants to make a fitness video.
Yeah. She's not down with Candy doing these suggestive poses and moaning during the filming.
Yes, yes. However, the film, well, I don't want to see the, he's not the director, or he's a, the guy making the film, he's Gino, right? And he goes, look, the audience just wants to wink their weasel. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
We see on the news, Killer at Large, the Skid Row Killer on the loose.
Yep.
There
was a murder of a prostitute by the Skid Row Strangler.
And another person here, and I'm not sure exactly what he's doing, is Chuck, the helpful biker guy.
Chuck is great. Isn't he a great, he's a great character in this movie. he's trying to do some maintenance. He's, you know, just generally helping out. He wants to become a union member. I don't know. He's fun, but he's like, he asked the girls, like, hey, I get you a Diet Mr. Pibb from the vending machine. I was like, oh, Diet Mr. Pibb, that's classy.
Yeah, that's hard to find.
I'd take that.
So it's and then I'm gonna love saying this. Oh, look who's here! It's Donna Stromboli. Hey,
Donna Stromboli, the Dominica. He's a fun in the movie.
Yeah. And she needs this video done by midnight for some reason. Real bad. She has her daughter, who I guess her name is Isabella Stromboli. She wants her to be in a video, but there's a problem, John. Isabella, she's a rebel.
Yeah.
She smokes, John, drinks Coca-Cola. I mean.
Yep. Drives one of them muscular cars. She got them piercings and tattoos. Yeah, she's a rebel.
Nothing but trouble. I forgot, you know, like you said their name, so I just wrote down what's her name is complaining the new girl is a jerk. So
I like the one guy who's doing like the filming. He had a t-shirt with like this obvious just a sticker on the front of his shirt that says awesome video productions. I'm like, nice. It was just obvious sticker. It was great.
I like what Phoebe says here, and they bring up the one part a couple times, and it was interesting because she comes from working at the hot dog on a stick stand.
Yes. Yep. And that's where they source their talent. That's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah.
And she says, and I quote, "All those girls out there are perverts, strippers, and communists."
And communists. Yes.
Period.
Yes. And I think a couple of times in this movie, I forget. I didn't really make the assumption. I think this movie is set in the 80s.
You think so?
Yeah, you know, because there was so many times Phoebe is referencing what President Reagan wants.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, why Reagan? What is going on? But then it makes sense if you think about it. And there was a point in the movie they used a cassette radio.
Yeah.
And they had a VHS tape. You know, so there was a handful of those things in the movie that made you think, oh, this must be set in the 80s. You know, the initial scene was like an 80s scene, but I thought that was in the past. But now I think, later on, you kind of piece it together and you're like, okay, I'm just an idiot. The whole movie is set in the 80s. Okay, I get it. Moving on.
You know, just stick up 1984 on the screen. There.
Yep.
Done. You know?
Yeah. Help us out. The audience isn't that bright, right?
Yeah, because I'm not sitting around going, where's everybody's cell phone?
Right? Yep.
You know Candy's got one. I mean, come on.
And, Phoebe brings up Reagan like four times in this movie, and I think it wasn't until like the third one I was like, oh, I think I see what's going on here.
Yeah, with you. I think you're right. So we got I like Gino here. He's like, all right, I gotta leave right now, even though Donna Stromboli is telling me I gotta have this done. Like, I gotta leave right now and go get my watch from the Arab pawn guy. All right. I'm like, why would you have to leave right now?
Yeah.
And he
was funny. He goes, but listen up, you mooks. I was like, mooks. It's something you don't hear enough. I want to use that word more often. You mooks. Get back to work, you mooks.
And he loved to call them broads.
Yep.
You stupid broads over here.
Yeah, he almost called Dominica's daughter. He goes, yeah, I'll take care of your daughter.
Phoebe's in charge, but all the girls, they start John smoking marijuana cigarettes, John.
Oh my goodness. That's like everybody now, except they vape it or chew gummies, but whatever.
And they got the tunes, and then Candy's like, "You guys want to watch my movie? I get naked in the first 5 minutes." I'm like, all right.
Yeah, all right, let's do it. Yep, Veronica in the movie, and she gets a stabby stab.
It's very interesting because in the movie, I was starting to think the movie inside the movie is better than the movie.
Right? So, I was thinking the same thing. I like that movie actually looks pretty cool. There's a lot going on. It was just kind of playing in the background while a couple other things were happening. And it was like, man, there were so many like stabbings in this movie. Lots and lots of people getting killed. It was like, oh my goodness, this is such a gore fest movie. Just in the background of this movie, it was hilarious.
Yeah, I liked in the movie she's on the phone with somebody, and the guy on the phone wants her to take a dump. Is what it sounds like. He wants her to do.
Wow, this is weird.
But yeah, she gets the stabby stabby, then Phoebe can't take it. She turns it off. This smut.
Whoa. You're no fun, Phoebe. You're a loser.
So then Phoebe tells Isabella, yeah, no weed. All right. And she's like, well, you know who my dad is? I'll have you whacked. He works with the sanitation department, all right?
Yeah. All right. Like, is he a garbage man? He's like, no, he owns a couple of landfills, you know? Like, okay.
Oh, they're like, yeah, why don't you get out of here, Phoebe? Go get some beer.
Yeah, no respect. Nobody's got any respect for the boss.
So then I guess they're not in a hurry to get back to work. So Candy grabs Chuck and takes him into the empty room to have a little talk.
And oh my God, what about one of the best scenes we've seen in a long time? Because Candy and Chuck in this private room she is fantastic. Just hilarious. And like, almost the whole time in this back room, she's got her boobs sticking out. You know, Chuck, he was great. He, you know, who he reminded me of in this scene was the pizza delivery guy in Carousel, right? Because like, he's like dedicated to his job. Like, I'm not losing my chance to get in the union, and I want to see that your boobs when you're in the movie. I don't want to, you know, ruin that. And poor Candy's like, why don't you want to touch my tits like everyone else? Look at my tits. She just keeps going on and on. It was great. It was like, everybody. Everybody wants to look at them. Are you seriously not going to look at my tits? Put your hands on my tits like a normal man. Oh my gosh, it was so, so funny. I was laughing so much at that scene.
Please, somebody look at her titty, please.
Look at her. She paid good money for him.
Oh man, but he held strong, John.
He did. Held
strong. Oh, I thought for sure you'd get a banger as soon as they went back there. I was like, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, he went back there like he was gonna. And then he's like, no, no, I can't. I gotta think about the film. I gotta think about the union. The union.
So then Chuck leaves, but Phoebe goes back there, and her and Candy get into a little yelling here. And, you know, and
Candy's yelling at Phoebe, and she's like, look at my tits! I'm like, oh my God, this is great! It's still going! It's still happening! This is fantastic!
Oh. If you got him, flaunt him.
That's right. It was her asset.
They, finally, Phoebe can't take anymore, ends up stabbing those big old titties with a knife or scissors,
right? Yes. Yeah. She scissors her to death. Not like that. She stabs her with scissors to death. And oh man, it was a surprise. It was. I was like, wow. I know. That seemed excessive for what just happened. But okay.
So Then one thing I love is, you know, Isabella sees the body and Gino comes in there and Phoebe goes, yeah, I didn't do it. And they're like, all right.
Obviously you didn't do it. This is the work of a psycho.
You got blood all over your hands. All right.
I like how, despite that fact, they're like, well, let's keep going. This is TV we're talking about. This is movies. We gotta make this film.
Nothing stops production, John. Nothing stops. Not for Donna Stromboli. All right, she got too much invested. They're going to get rid of the body, right, somehow. That's the plan. I don't know. But then Phoebe's like, well, I want to be the new cover girl for the video. But all the other girls, they don't like that. So they're like, well, we're going to have a little, you know, competition here for the cover girl spot. And we have a very strange 30 seconds where we get Chuck in a onesie.
It was weird. Yeah. Because everyone gets their shot to be the cover girl. Chuck's like, well, I want to try out. And he does one of these like insta changes as he like walks by a window and through the door. And you're like, whoa, what just happened? And then it was like a weird dance. It was, oof. And he tried. Give him credit.
Yeah, it's Gino's like, yeah, no. And then he tells the director, Mike, Stromboli wants to talk with you in the office there. And Gino's like, just so you know, do whatever she says, but don't touch her. And he's like, okay, but what if she tells me to touch her? And he's like, hey, you know, hey.
Her husband gotta kill you if you touch her. But if she tells me to touch her and I don't, she's gonna kill me. You're like, that's right. Okay.
All right.
And then like right before he leaves, when the camera guy is like, she doesn't know you don't play for that team, do they?
So Phoebe gets a quick slutty makeover for her cover shot.
Isabella helps is helping Phoebe out, and she's they're becoming friends, I think, and gives her a full makeover. And because Phoebe, what she kind of looks like you said, nerdy, maybe, you know, a square, right? Is that a fair word to say, a square? And then they give her a makeover, and she looks, you know, okay. She looks okay.
Yeah,
enough to make the other girls a little bit jealous. Turned up the competition.
And
my exact words that I wrote down was Phoebe looks slutty, but just
and you know what? How do you pull it all together? Let's snort a lot of coke.
Right, wow! Well, you know. Yeah, which was a surprise again, right? Because here we go. Now, maybe she's in a weird place because she just, you know, killed somebody. But maybe if she had done the coke first, it would have been more understandable. But nope, she's doing it right now. And Isabella's like, yeah, here's a little powder. She's like, she just snorts the bag. I'm like, wow, she's going to be screwed up.
This will get you going for the video. Yeah. There you go.
She's like, I can't snort coke. Would it? President Reagan would be upset. Don't worry, President Reagan don't care. Oh, okay. Nancy don't care neither? No. Okay.
Oh, dare. Oh.
Yeah, and half of the audience watching the movie right now, like, what is a Nancy? What is Reagan? What are they talking about?
Dare. Phoebe says, hey, Monique, that's who it is, I need to talk to you alone in this other room. And she's like, yeah, you need to get the fuck out of here.
Yep. And, yeah, Monique is the wrestler.
Oh, boy.
And she wrestles, you know, what you say, what kind of wrestler? She wrestles, you know, whatever, mud, oil, you know, that kind of thing.
You know, the ones you need.
All the big ones, right? All the main ones. Mm-hmm. Oil, mud, jello, whatever.
Jello.
That's the best.
But this, boy, they get into a tussle here, and Phoebe, I think, breaks her arm and then chokes her to death with a chair.
Yeah, right? And she broke her arm, and I'm like, wow, there you go. And then, nope, starts choking her face down with a chair, and I'm like, whoa! She's really, and I'm like, okay, now you're coked up. So maybe you have a little bit of an excuse, but oh, man. Yeah, Phoebe is turning into a mass murderer in this movie right before our eyes, and it is quite amazing.
It's all for this video?
For an exercise video? Like, yeah, I want people to take fitness seriously, so I'm going to murder people? What?
Yeah, it's something. And then she does her cocaine-fueled workout where, boy, she's going 100 miles an hour.
Yes, she is. Oh, man. Yeah. Somebody was like, she was like, okay, we got to get this going. And somebody was like, who died and made you leader? And she goes, well, Candy did. Oh.
Yeah, I made sure.
Too soon? Too soon. All right.
They're like, yeah, where's Monique? Yeah, she left.
She left. Yeah. Who's next?
Yeah. We cut to the Stromboli and director. They're talking over some champagne the office, and then
discussing his career, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and how she wants to rip off his shirt, and rip off her shirt, and get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Some Mac and John.
Now. Dominica Stromboli, she is what would you say? You know, an older lady, right? I mean,
yeah,
she's no spring chicken in this movie. But more than one time, it was like, you know what? That was kind of funny. I thought that was a good choice for her. I thought it was good.
Then it's time for everybody's solo shots, and the camera guy gets some attention.
Yeah. Yeah, you do good pictures of me, you do good video of me, and, you know, it'll be good.
When it comes to Phoebe doing her solo shot with the camera guy, well, that goes sideways. And John, I don't know what it was she stabbed him with in the eyeball.
I know, right? It was like, what? First off, she stabs the guy, right? They're like, what is going on? Why? He's not even one of the ones that, you know, you're in competition with. She's just like stabbing at random now.
Yeah.
Like,
just because he's like, hey, you know, maybe a little, you know, maybe something back here, you know, but she's not down with that, you know.
Yeah, she doesn't want to, like, you know, lower her morality for this movie.
But Cassandra, the other girl, sees this and she runs away into the streets.
Yeah. And immediately sees a cop car. So, good timing for the cops to show up. They got some stabbings going on. We need them.
Oh, yeah. That's what we need. But, no, wait a minute, John. This might be bad. I believe they are killers.
I believe we just screwed up and invited the butchers into our mix. Who would have saw that coming? The Skid Row Strangler. Which, well, you know, at first you were a little, you know, weren't really sure, but they gave it away right away. But there were two of them, and it was always Bob and John.
So, Bob and John.
I appreciate simple names that we can understand.
Yes. Yes. Bob the Killer and John the Killer. So Gino sees the camera guy dead and has such a great line. I laughed when he said this. He looks at all of them and he goes, "How is it you kids keep getting yourselves brutally murdered?"
Oh my gosh.
So he's like, he sends Chuck to go find Phoebe. They don't know where she went. Meanwhile, Stromboli's trying to bang the director, and then the cops show up and interrupt the almost bang.
Poor Dom. Poor Dominica. Oh.
Poor Stromboli. So then this is where it turns into a hostage movie where the one cop, I don't know which one's Bob or John, I didn't keep track here, all right. The one cop is going to go interrogate Cassandra in the other room.
Yep. Interrogated properly, if you know what I mean.
But Phoebe is actually in that room hiding when the guy strangles and beats her head into the desk.
Yep. Pretty quickly, right? It's just like he gets right to it. And he strangles her with his belt and then bludgeons her to death. And he took some enjoyment out of that.
Yeah, he really did. And then he hears a noise and he's like, "Is that you? The one that's killing everybody? We're a lot alike. I might let you go because we both like to kill people." See you later.
Stay hiding and we'll let you go. Yeah.
This last girl, I can't remember her name. Nikki, maybe? I don't
know. Maybe. It was the stripper, I think.
Yeah. And,
Cop Bob starts sucking on her toes. And I'm like, oh, gosh.
Oh, here we go. Boy.
That's so gross. Yeah. I don't know. Like, she's been working out and sweating.
Oh, boy.
And...
Oh, those are thick socks, too. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, take it off. And he's like, no, not your top. Your shoes.
Yeah. We're all like, what? Oh, I see where this is going.
Oh, boy, John. So then they're trying to decide who they're going to take next. And Stromboli's like, take me, not my daughter, you sons of bitches. Yeah. So he's like, okay.
Sure.
I guess during this time, Phoebe leaves because she runs into Chuck on the street.
Yep. And this is where she could have ran and been fine, right? Just run away. But Chuck's like, no, I was told to make sure you were okay. And she's like, aw, how sweet.
Oh.
Now we got to go back and save everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Give me that hammer. You go make a distraction. Like, what?
Like, maybe you go find a payphone and call the real cops. Just thinking out loud.
Yeah, this is the 80s. There's a payphone every 10 feet.
Every corner's got one, yeah.
But boy, you know, it's she gets back there and she bops one cop on the head with the old hammer, knocks him out a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, pretty good concussion there. I thought she got him, but apparently he was okay.
I did too. The director guy starts being all tough, and he starts rustling the other cop, and you know Gino grabs one of the gun there, and shoots him in the ear, and then realizes it has one bullet.
Only one bullet, yeah. Must have been like Jack Sparrow's gun.
Jack Sparrow. We got the cops choking Phoebe. Nikki hammers him in the head. to save her.
Yeah, she uses the claw side of the hammer to Bob's head, and that does the job.
Yeah. That's, he's dead, and then the other cop stabs Nikki in the guts.
Yeah. Her guts spill out.
We got people dying everywhere.
Yep.
So then we got this cop is kind of beating up on everybody. This starts a series of questions here. When who's at the door but Chuck in a hockey mask and a chainsaw?
And not just any chainsaw, it's a one-pole chainsaw. Starts up immediately. Fantastic.
You know, John, they made them different, John, in the 80s.
In the 80s? I might have believed that in the 80s, right? Yeah, there was no carb emissions, no worries about that. It was probably leaded gas. I mean, it was ready to go.
It's so funny to me that I knew when I was writing this, you were writing the same thing, because I wrote one start pull.
Yep.
And it's amazing how many movies we've had with chainsaws that start with the first pull. It's quite amazing.
It is. Yeah.
I can't remember all of them, but there's been a lot.
Yep.
All right. And you're like, wow, you know, first pull it starts, and then it turns off.
And then it stalls. Oh no.
And I was like, where do you get all this stuff?
Yeah, maybe went to the mall.
Well, so then the cop jumps on Chuck and kind of beats him up. And I got to tell you, John, Chuck doesn't put up a shit of a fight here. I mean,
yeah, he's a big dude. He should have been able to fight him a bit. But doesn't.
But, yeah, I don't know what Phoebe does, but she fires up that chainsaw with one pull also, John.
Yep. Turns around and cuts John's fingers off his hand, all of his fingers, just as a stub for a hand.
Oh, that's, and you're like, oh, that's rough for him. It can't get much worse than this.
Can't get much worse, nope.
He's trying to reason with her, right?
Yep.
Like, we both hate stupid bitches. Like, you know, come on.
Yeah, just let me leave. I won't come back. It's cool. And then we get a great line and a great kill. Because she goes, this isn't about revenge. This isn't personal. This is just business.
Yeah. Oh, and also, John, it said in parentheses, menacing rock music.
Yes, yes. She takes that chainsaw right to his head and goes right down lengthwise, top to bottom. Oh, and blood everywhere. And it was one of those silly, you know, prop mask heads. That was great. Love it.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it was just excessively long of her chops chopping through his head. And just like, oh, this is great. We haven't had a good kill like that in a movie in a while. Yeah.
I got to tell you, man, this goes on for a long time. It's like,
it does, yeah. She is covered in blood. And that's realistic, right? Because you got the chainsaw. Yeah, I believe that.
I love how they did it, because they just go from chainsaw in the head, back to Phoebe. Chainsaw in the head, back to Phoebe. It's a little farther down the head, back to Phoebe.
It is exactly right. Yep.
Oh, it's great. I loved it. I love it. And then it's kind of hard to hear, but I believe they had their own song. I was reading in the subtitles there, because it said, murder size, you can feel the burn.
Oh.
Is what it said in my subtitles there, but I couldn't get any more lyrics out of it. And I was like, there's a good song here somewhere, John, you know.
I didn't stick around in the credits to see.
No, what's interesting here is, and I get that they're the Strombolis and their husband and dad, you know, he owns landfills. But everybody else is sitting here watching this completely brutal death happen, and they are laughing, they are smiling, yeah. They're having a shit going good time.
Yep, they've completely forgot that she had killed all the other people in this movie.
Yeah, she might kill us next, everybody. You don't know. She's on cocaine and she's killing everybody.
Absolutely. I did not realize these were talents of a hot dog on the stick employee. Ooh, I'm going to say the next time I go to one, I'm going to be a lot nicer to that person.
Nice hiring over here, man. this is funny. This is real funny. Stromboli. Just watch this murder happen. This guy's head get chainsawed in half. And then, you know, has put up with this hostage situation. She looks at Gino and goes, you better get this movie done by midnight.
Yep. Really? All right.
You better get this movie done. You're on the clock, buddy. It's
yeah, crazy. Yeah. It's TV. We, you know, enough of this. Let's get back to work. That's amazing.
It's like, yeah, get rid of the bodies. Oh, by the way, Phoebe's the next cover girl. And it's like, yeah, nobody else left.
Yeah, right? You don't have a lot of choice here. So, Phoebe, you going to join the family? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh boy, sounds like she's gonna fit right in, John. I gotta tell you.
Yeah. Isabella says, having a level headed homicidal maniac as a friend, it'd be all right. Level headed homicidal maniac. Interesting combination.
I feel like this house is gonna be like, oh, what movie was it? It was when you picked, John, where they like cut the fingers off the staff. Remember?
Oh, Fresh Meat.
Fresh Meat. That was Fresh Meat. I think you're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they did like the that around there. Like the sushi, right? Oh, there was another one, wasn't there? There was another one. I know what one you're talking about. Cuz you're talking about the one I want to say like a Japanese fighting movie.
Yeah, it was like the Machine Girl or
exactly, yep, something like right. That yeah, the staff like oh, you spilled the soup on my son, so now I'm gonna cut your fingers off and feed him. It was like, whoa. That's yeah, seemed like that too. Kind of family, you're right. Yep.
Yeah, having her there, you know, I guess unless you keep her occupied by making more videos. You know, or give her some more cocaine or whatever. I don't know. I think she's crossed the plane she can't come back from here, so she's murdered numerous people.
Many, many people. Yeah.
And, you know, basically you're like, oh, so this is how they're going to end the movie. But boy, I got to tell you, I didn't see how they end this movie coming, John. I don't. I wasn't expecting the next thing I hear is the national anthem playing.
Yep. Got the flag flying in the background. And...
What? And it's Phoebe, and she's saying, and I quote, because this is words to live by. You know, we try to teach, John. Knowledge is power. So when crazy Phoebe tells you, first of all, crack is whack. Now that's true. All
right. Yep.
Say no to drugs and communism.
That's okay. Right. They're bad. Okay. They're bad. Yep.
And then always practice safe sex. And you're like, oh, okay. And then she says, by not doing it. And you're like, oh, okay, I can listen to her. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, well, you lost me here. I don't know.
You really are crazy, aren't you?
Oh, man, she is.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And, yeah, that's how it ends with her saying that. And that's how Murder Size ends. Very interesting, John. I gotta tell you.
You know, we've had different kind of movies, and this was a different kind of movie. Like, we've had, you know, movies about making movies and stuff. But boy, this was interesting.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I gotta tell you. So this was, it definitely kept me going, boy, what's gonna happen next year? And boy, yeah, it's Murder Size. Are they gonna make Murder Size 2? I don't know, but this is a 2023 movie.
It was a new movie, yeah.
So, I don't know if they do. We'll watch it.
Yes.
So, speaking of movies that are a little different. I picked one, and the title alone is something. So
I like a movie with a good title. You know me. I love a movie with a good title. It'll suck me in ones, every man. Time.
You picked some good ones.
Okay. I've had some. Yep.
Okay. Yep. So on the Tubi, and we're going back to the fantastic year of 1987.
All right.
And, well, I think the title says it all. Surf Nazis Must Die.
Oh, fantastic.
So.
Oh, man.
Let me just read you the description here, John. And, if the trailer doesn't suck you in,
yep,
then this will. When the son of a gun-wielding woman is murdered by neo-Nazi surf punks in the post-apocalyptic future,
oh man,
his mama hunts them down for some bloodthirsty revenge.
Post-apocalyptic future. Oh man.
And on the cover, I gotta tell you, this is a bold statement. We're gonna find out if it's true, John. It says it's the gnarliest cult comedy surf action adventure ever. I mean, that's a bold statement right there.
Yeah.
There's nobody in this movie I've ever heard of. Looking at the cast, there's somebody named Adolf. So
there you go.
let's look at the stuff down here. The beaches have become battlefields. The waves are a war zone.
Huh.
Budget, $20,000. So you know it's going to be good.
Great. That's great.
All right.
That is great.
Oh, but hey, a surfing movie. You know, hey.
Yeah, well, that's really interesting. Yeah,
It's nice, though.
It's not rollerblading nuns, but, you know, we could have surfing Nazis. I mean, this is going to be interesting.
Rollerblading nuns. We cover a wide range, John, you know?
It is true. Yep.
We really do. Oh, all right, sir. Well, I will talk to you later.
All right, till then.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.